Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Unapologetic. I just want to quickly say thank you so much for all the love and support on the new name and the rebrand and the Instagram and the website and all of that stuff. I've gotten a lot of really, really sweet comments that I super, super appreciate. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for that. I hope everyone has had a great past week. I've literally had not a single thing going on besides work. I'm just like really kind of easing my way into the new year. I've had no changes, nothing going on, but I'm okay with that. I think that's kind of a good way to start the new year and just kind of like breeze my way through. I know last week we talked about why I fucking hate New Year's resolutions. I think they're so stupid. And then I realized that I did set like one resolution, I guess you could call it, for myself. It kind of started like probably in November, but I straight up am done with boys right now. I'm like so over it. I'm literally just gonna live my life, keep working on myself, and go from there. I've had my dating apps deleted for like since after Thanksgiving, I think, and that's like a long stretch for me, but that's kind of been my one goal this year, is like I am so done. And I wouldn't even say it's a goal. It's just literally like dating is so exhausting for literally no payoff. And the dating pool where I live is absolutely atrocious. So with all that being said, today I wanted to dive into my dating history and kind of why I decided that I am literally so done right now. And I have some great submissions of first date horror stories that we're going to get into later in today's episode. So keep on listening. All right, we're just gonna like dive right into my dating history. And I know we've talked about this in previous episodes, but I think it's a good time for a little review. I had my first boyfriend, I think, when I was like 12 or 13, which looking back, I'm like, oh my God, I cannot even believe that I dated back then. My first boyfriend, I know that I talked about this like two episodes ago. He and his friend asked me out at the same exact time, like via Facebook. And I felt like I had to say yes to one of them. So I did. I broke up with him. I used the excuse that my mood ring turned black. It was this whole thing. He was really upset, and it is what it is. But after that, that was like 2 weeks, mind you. After that, I had my first like real boyfriend, I would say, when I was 13. We quote unquote dated for like a year. And by that, I mean, we like watched football on Saturday and Sunday and did nothing else. Like that was literally the extent of it. But once I ended that relationship, I was just like kind of out there vibing on my own for a little while. But I like always had guys who I was talking to, and I never felt like I jumped from person to person or anything like that. But like there was just always someone who I either had a crush on or was talking to or that I was dating. And that was kind of how things were up until I met my long-term boyfriend that I was with for like just shy of 5 years. We started dating my junior year of high school, and we broke up, I don't know, I think I had just graduated college. It was like 2018, I think. Our relationship started off great. We were friends. We had a great group of friends that we like all hung out with. Two of my best friends and their boyfriends, like their boyfriends were friends with my boyfriend. So it just all kind of meshed really well. And then I distinctly remember going into senior year, my friends both decided that they didn't want to be friends with me anymore for reasons that are just so stupid, but whatever. So we had like this big falling out, and then my ex and I were the only two that like still stayed together through everything. So we both went to college. He ended up kind of shifting his career path. We, without like totally giving away his whole life story, we had a lot of issues with his parents. They didn't get along. I didn't get along with them. He didn't get along with them. It just like was a very tumultuous relationship, and it started to really impact our relationship to the point where he was unfaithful, but I kind of just let it slide because we were in a rocky place. And then at that point, our relationship like kind of was reborn or whatever, and I just stuck with him through it. I like thought that he was end game. Looking back, I'm like, thank God that it ended when it did. But long story short, we were together 5 years. There was like a lot of drama in between there. He's engaged now. He's living his best life. They deserve each other, is what it is. But since 2018, I have been single. And I remember as soon as my ex and I broke up, I would like be at work. This is like probably 3 or 4 months, I remember telling myself this. I would just sit there, like, I'm doing my client's hair, and I would be like, oh my God, I am single. I cannot believe I am single. And I remember I kept repeating that to myself because I just straight up couldn't believe it. I just was so used to like being in a relationship or having guys around that I straight up was like, oh my God, like, what do I even do with myself? Like, I was planning on moving states away, so I didn't even attempt to make friends in college because I knew that I was going to be leaving. And obviously, my friends from high school, like, we kind of, you know, disconnected and things like that. And I was like, holy shit, not only am I single, but I'm also alone. And my mom is my best friend right now, which I love my mom. Like, don't get me wrong. But at some point, I was like, my mom is my only fucking friend. And I can't even explain how lonely that is. And I'm sure that other people understand that too. I think everyone's been in that position where they've really felt lost and alone. But I was like, I've always had at least one person to like hang out with and talk to and whatever. And now I'm left with my mom. And I just love you, mom. But I distinctly remember we were long distance, so we like broke up over the phone, which was just like a whole ordeal because I had bought plane tickets to go see him. And then the next day we broke up. It was just like there's a lot happening, and I don't want to like really throw him under the rug too much because I think that he's a good person. I think we had different goals in mind, obviously, at the time. But I remember we broke up over the phone. And it was, I don't know, 10 or 11 p.m., I think. And my mom used to go to bed early. This is when I still lived at home. And I, like, went into my mom's room. And I was, like, sobbing, like, snotty mess. And I was like, Mom, I think you're gonna have me as a roommate a little bit longer. Because I remember we broke up in September and I was gonna move to where he was in February. And my mom was like, what do you mean? Like, what's wrong? And I was like, I think we broke up. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I called in sick to work the next day. My manager was like, Rachel, don't even come in. It's fine. You're not even going to be worth a shit if you are here. And I was like, yeah, you're right. And it was just horrible. If you have been broken up with in a long distance relationship, everyone knows how it feels because there is no fucking closure. Like, zero closure. You're trying to figure your shit out. This man was probably already moved on. I can almost guarantee it. But I just was so lost and so empty. Like, I have depression and I feel emptiness often, but I have never felt as empty as I felt literally the 3 weeks after we broke up. I just couldn't even believe it. And I remember I would text him and be like, how am I supposed to like live my everyday life? And I mean, we talked on and off for the next couple months or whatever, because like when you go from talking to someone every single day for 5 years and then all of a sudden it's nothing, I just straight up like didn't even know how to function. Like I said, in hindsight, I'm very, very happy that it ended up how it did. Like, very happy. I think my parents are also very happy about how it ended up. But my poor mom, like, I was just sobbing, crying. And she was like, she didn't even know what to do with me. And I didn't even know what to do with myself. And then the next day, I had to go tell my dad. And I was just sobbing. I think my dad was so dumbfounded. Like, he could not even believe that it happened, because like my dad helped him out a lot, like with college applications and like transferring schools and like helped with money. And like, I just have no words, and I cannot believe that my dad handled it so calmly. But he was just, like, so upset. Like, if you go to your dad and you're literally sobbing, like, for hours, he was like, what the hell am I supposed to do? But, oh my gosh, yeah, it was a time, to say the least. So it took me a long time to move past that because I think that I had, I know that I had a lot of trauma, not only from that relationship, but, like, from previous relationships that I just, like, compressed into one and I, like, locked it into this spot in my brain to where I, like, would never have to deal with it. And then we broke up and that's 5 years of my life. And I was like, I literally wasted so much time on this person, this relationship. And for what? I can look back and see I have grown and learned so much from that relationship and breakup. Like, I can tell you I know everything that I don't want and I know everything that I do want. So I think that that's made me a lot pickier when it has come to dating now. But holy crap, I mean, it was a time, but I am very glad that I've grown so much from that. I could probably go into detail on all of the trauma and bullshit of that relationship for days. I cannot even tell you, but in order to save face, I'm not going to do that because it's just a lot. So after that fiasco, one of my really good friends tried to set me up on a date with her boyfriend's friend. So we were going to go on a double date. We were going to get Mexican and then, like, go to this barcade. And mind you, he lived in Fort Wayne. So I'm, like, driving my happy ass down to Fort Wayne. And I get there and my friend's boyfriend comes in and he just, like, had this look of confusion on his face as to why I was there. And he and my friend, like, went in the other room. They were talking for a long time. And I'm like, oh my God, like, is this guy canceling? And I literally drove an hour to Fort Wayne to go out with him straight up as a rebound date, like, just so that I could feel like a human again. So he was literally standing me up, did not even text me to tell me that he wasn't gonna come, like, all this stuff. So whatever, the three of us went and got Mexican. And then later he decides to show up. And I was, like, not even in the mood at this point to meet this man because he was literally gonna stand me up. And it was so awkward. We never went out again after that. And the fact that that was my first date back into the dating world, it just really painted the picture for how my dating life has gone the past 3.5 years. So that was my first date back on the game, and it was horrible. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot do this. Then come January that following year, I went on another date with a guy who he and I talked for like 2 weeks before I agreed to go out with him. We matched on Tinder. He was super cute on Tinder, like, really good conversation back and forth. And when he picked me up, I'll never forget, this outfit is burned in my head. Or it was February, I remember. He picked me up in white skinny jeans, like, shiny black dress shoes, a burgundy shirt, and a Vera Bradley printed blue satin blazer. White pants in February, first off, is never a good look. He picked me up. I will never, ever have another date pick me up at my house ever again because of this specific reason. So he picks me up, takes me to his little Pontiac G6, which, if you've known me for a long time, I've always talked shit about the Pontiac G6. I don't know why, it just gives me the ick so bad, but whatever. I'm not trying to judge him for it. So we get in his little car and we're driving to the restaurant. By the time we got to the restaurant, I knew that I did not want to carry on with the date. So it was horrible. And I just, like, let him talk because I knew that if I would have, like, tried to say too much, I would have just been a bitch, like, on accident, because the things that he was saying were so crazy. I couldn't even believe it. But the whole time we were on our way to the restaurant, he was telling me how much he hated his family. He doesn't get along with his mom and dad or his sister because they're hoarders and he just needs them to get their act together. Oh, and he told me he was still in love with his ex-girlfriend, how she broke his heart, all of this stuff. And I'm like, am I going to have to run? Am I going to have to run when we get to the restaurant and, like, run an hour home? Because I was about there. I carried on with the day. We go to the restaurant. He told me what to order because I hadn't been there before. And he had been because he's probably taken 75 other dates there. But he literally was telling me what I needed to order because it was so good and he was so set on it. I was like, okay, like, I guess that's what I'm gonna fucking order. So I ordered his recommendation. It was fine. He took me to a brewery, despite the fact that I told him that I didn't like beer. He took me to a brewery. I just had a glass of wine and I sucked it up. It was just so funny. But he was taste testing beer while we were there. And this is what he was doing. I'm going to take a sip of my water. So headphone users, this will probably gross you out. But this is what he did every time he took a sip of his beer. Every time he would smack his lips like that. And I'm like, buddy, first off, we're in public. Second off, it might be funny, like on a third, fourth, or fifth date if you were like trying to be funny and doing that. But he was serious. Like that's how he was tasting his beer, like a connoisseur. It was terrible. On the date, he told me that he was a freelance dog walker and that he had never been to a strip club. He was really excited to tell me that he'd never been to a strip club. Not sure why you would bring that up on a first date, but he did. Whatever. Yeah, so we finished that up. He drove me home, gave him a nice little goodbye hug, and I blocked his number because it just wasn't ever going to happen. So there's my first two date experiences that were just horrible. I know that I have talked to everyone about thigh humper. That's another really, really bad first date experience. He was coming to visit me from college. For some dumb reason, he like just really wanted to stay at my apartment, and I was like, that's fine, but listen, we're not doing anything. Like, I don't put out on the first date. At least at that point, I had never put out on the first date. I was like, I don't put out on the first date, so nothing's gonna happen. We were watching Netflix and making out and whatever, and then he, like, starts dry humping my thigh. Like, he was not in the right place, obviously, but it just wasn't good. I wasn't into it, and I had to tell him four separate occasions that, like, I didn't want to do anything, so, like, you need to simmer down or you got to get the fuck out. Yeah, so those experiences, they just have not been great for me. Another one, which was funny, is this guy that I used to talk to from the bar. We hung out, I don't know, for a couple months, like, literally just after the bar, we would go back and party with them, and one night, I was just feeling a little extra. And I hardcore made out with him on the dance floor. Then we went home with all the guys and we were cuddling on the couch. You guys, every girl knows that when a guy touches their stomach, like, it's an immediate cringe. Like, that's an immediate, like, you do not touch my stomach. Even when I was like itty bitty teeny tiny in high school, like, don't fucking touch my stomach. It's just like, no. Well, anyway, we're cuddling on the couch and he is rubbing my stomach. Like, I remember lying there and I was like, is this man really, like, is he really rubbing my stomach? And I woke up the next morning and Sydney and I are like sneaking out, like tiptoeing out of the house, and we get outside and I'm like, bro, like, he was rubbing my stomach in my sleep, or in his sleep. And she was like, no way. I'm like, dude, I'm telling you, something, I don't understand why anyone would do that. I don't know if guys find comfort in that. I'm not sure what it is, but, like, please, for the love of God, do not rub a girl's stomach. I can almost guarantee you it's not gonna work. It's not gonna get anywhere with it. But at some point I was like, is he like trying to feel up my chest? Like, or does he just not know? Or like, what's going on? And at some point I just fell asleep because I was like, this is just taking it to a whole new level. Okay, whole new level. So Those are probably my worst first date stories that I have had. And obviously everyone knows, like, the past 4 months of my life have been absolute hell with dating and men and friends with benefits, and everything has just been an absolute train wreck disaster. So yeah, I've decided I'm done. I'm done dating. I'm probably not going to date this whole entire year. If a potential suitor comes and knocks on my door and proposes and he's good looking and rich, then maybe I'll say yes. Like, that's where I'm at this point. And I feel like I'm going through a whole nother shift because, like, my best friend's moving out of the house. She's moving away. Like, then I will have my whole own space again. And, like, then maybe the universe will, like, put someone in my lap. But unless that happens, I'm just going to be vibing by myself. So it's just how it's going to be. So that's enough about my dating life, or lack thereof, and my dating horror stories. But I had some great submissions on Instagram of first date horror stories that I want to share with you, because some of these are just too good not to share. So here's our first one. She says, well, not really a first date, but I matched with one of blank's friends on Tinder, like freshman year of college, who I actually had met at a party that I went to with the other guy. I guess I just didn't really remember him. We messaged for a bit and I liked his vibe. But anyway, he didn't really ask to hang out, and he said, I saw your location on Snapchat and I'm halfway there. Mind you, he lives an hour from where she lives. So what am I gonna do? Tell him to turn around? No, I'm too nice for that. So he gets here and I let him into the building. Dumb move. And on the walk from there to my room, I was already annoyed with him. His voice was annoying. He laughed at literally everything I said. So we get to my room and I kind of made a blanket fort between us because I did not want to touch him. He complains it's hot and takes off all his clothes. The blanket barrier kind of gets moved at one point, and we touch for a few seconds, and he goes, oh, fuck. I had to swerve away from two attempted kisses before he literally grabbed my face and forced me to kiss him. I was so fed up. He won't stop talking, and I do what any mature adult would do, so I pretend to fall asleep when he touches me, .. down south. So I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And he said, I thought you were asleep. And I was like, that makes it worse. I thought you were asleep? Who fucking does that? Oh my god. She said, but anyway, I eventually do force myself to fall asleep in hopes that he'll be gone when I wake up. He was gone when I woke up, and then I washed all my sheets and blankets and boiled myself in the shower. He texted me obsessively for like 3 days. Like, he thought that it actually went really well, and eventually I was like, hey, the vibe was just off, and then blocked him on everything. Oh my gosh. Guys are insane sometimes. Like, what? Why would you think that just because she was asleep, it was okay? Oh my god. Okay, here's another one. So this guy shows up for our date and tells me he lost his card and will give me cash if I pay. So I'm like, okay, and pay, and he gives me $40 in cash. Actually ended up paying over $100 for the whole date, though. Anyway, we kind of have fun, but it's weird to play putt-putt and get to know each other. So after we sit at a table and talk, he tells me all his family drama. What is with these guys that like to do this? He then asks if I want to go out on the town, like uptown, and I'm like, no, I'm already intoxicated. So I bargained and said, if we go out, it needs to be next to my place. So we went to the bar next to my place, and immediately upon getting a drink, I asked to go to the bathroom. Right when I get to the bathroom, I decide that I don't want to be on this date anymore at all. So I wait in the bathroom till another girl comes in and tell her to help. And she gets protective, but I'm like, no, I'm okay. I just legit don't want to be on this date. So can I party with you guys? So the doll that this mystery woman is grabs my hand and we go out, walk right past my date and meet up with all of her friends. I end up meeting her whole family because it was her brother's birthday. My date walks up to me and is like, oh my God, finally. And I was like, whoa, I was looking for you. He was like, I was waiting on you. And I said, sorry, I ran into my friend and introduced them, and then he left. I took one shot with my new family and then left the bar and walked home alone. Oh my gosh. That is so bad. She sent me another one too and said, also, my first hookup here, the guy came over and he starts to tell me his face is hot and he feels weird. And I'm like, are you anxious? And he said, no, I don't get anxious, but I did take my Xanax and I took 4 doses because I usually do that. I was like, my dude, you're high. And he's like, no, I'm not okay. And I was like, look, you're fine. You just made yourself high off your anxiety meds when you say you don't have anxiety. She said, anyway, we slept together and it was horrible and he left right after. Didn't even touch me after. That's so funny. Okay, here's another one. Not a first date story, but I invited a guy over to hook up, and prior to him coming over, I took an edible and hit my dab pen because I was so nervous. He got to my house and it was immediately awkward when he walked in. We went to my bedroom and sat on my bed, barely talking. Eventually we made small talk and I was sitting there waiting for him to make the first move. He never did and eventually said he was gonna go home. I walked him out and then later saw he blocked me on Snapchat. A little tip, if you're going to a girl's house to hook up, like, someone needs to make the move. This one's pretty good. Met up with a Tinder guy for the first time and went back to his house to find that his ex, quote unquote, girlfriend still lived with him. Her stuff was all over the room. It was obvious that they still shared a room. He claimed that they had broken up, but I didn't buy it. We still hooked up and talked for a while. Once we stopped talking, about a year later, I saw he had a baby with that girl. What? And then she said, what's really crazy is something similar happened with another guy too. We talked for a while, and then I had gone back to his house one night, super drunk. It was dark in the room. The next day, I woke up to find another girl shit all over the room. Come to find out, it was his ex, and she still lived with him because of rent, but at least they stayed in different rooms. She just hasn't moved all of her shit out yet. Dude, these men, they just... morals do not exist at all. Told me he was falling in love with me after 15 minutes at Steak and Shake, military men with the rolling eyes emoji. She said, I literally met him at college on Tinder. He asked me to go on a date with him. And to be honest, probably the only reason I accepted was because I was going to get off-campus food. We maybe talked on Snap for like a week before. Then 15 minutes, he told me he was falling in love with me and wanted me to wait for him till he got back from boot camp. Okay, this is funny. My friend's girlfriend sent this one. And I'm going to have to ad-lib this in because she did not say the whole story, but this is a really funny story. So my one friend is kind of, he's always been a little bit of a player for sure. And he was like, he goes on dates all the time. Well, he has a girlfriend now, but he would go on dates all the time, like a bunch of different girls, just to like go out and talk to people, very social guy. Well, my friend thought that he was texting a different girl on his date with his now girlfriend to tell this other girl that he didn't think it was going to work out with her, and he accidentally texted the girl that he was on the date with. Anyway, obviously worked out because they're dating and very much in love, it seems like, but that's fucking funny too. My friend called me with this one. She said she was sleeping with a guy who was not super big, and she said the guy thought he was in, but he was fucking in between my thighs. He was fucking in between my thighs and came saying how good it was. What? Something about men and thighs. Like, find... boy, how can you not tell? How can you not tell the difference between a literal vagina and in between someone's thighs? I don't understand. That's fucking so funny, though. Okay, this is the last one I'm gonna tell, and this one is so... this one's really good. It's kind of long, so buckle up. She said, so all throughout college, I had a boyfriend. My freshman year, we were pretty serious. Dated for about 8 or 9 months. I loved his family loved me, and I was super close with his family. He and I broke up before Christmas break, and I was super heartbroken, thought I was never gonna find the right one. Well, a month goes by, and his stepbrother texts me. He said, hey, what are you doing? Do you want to go get Margs? So I was like, I don't know. Like, what are you trying to do? This seems really wrong. Like, I was still not completely over my ex at this point. But my dumbass says, sure, I'll go have a drink. I'm heartbroken. Tequila will make me feel better. I was wrong. So after a pitcher of Margs and some queso, his stepbrother and I went back to my dorm. And my three roommates, who I barely talk to, see me coming into my dorm with another new guy. That was probably the third different one they'd seen that month. I'm drunk as fuck. We go into my dorm room and we fucked, but the college dorm had squeaky beds, so we had to move to the floor. And I was riding his dick and had no socks on, and obviously my foot was rubbing against the carpet so hard, and I got rug burn on the top of my left foot, and I have a scar to this day. Also, not to mention his whole family, along with a stepbrother, moved to my lake next summer. Oh my gosh. And then she literally sent me a screenshot picture of the scar on her foot. It is there. She does have that memory with her forever. Moral of the story is, I think that everyone has had at least one really bad first date, and if you haven't, congratulations, you're one of the lucky ones. You're definitely winning. But if you haven't, I would love to know where you're finding these men that are taking you on good first dates, because I cannot find them. I can't even find one. Let us know. Spill the secrets, because we need to know. We are not gatekeeping the secrets of finding the perfect man. Not in 2022, we're not. Well, that is all I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Unapologetic. You can follow us on Instagram at @thisisunapologetic for sneak peeks of new episodes and some fun stuff going on. And you can follow me at Rachel Cora, that's RachaelCoraah, and I will see you next week. Goodbye.